In Venezuela, Hugo Chavez's supporters paraded his coffin through the streets of Caracas on Wednesday. And the country most affected by life without Chavez may be Cuba, where the communist government declared 3 days of mourning and held a memorial service today. Venezuela's generosity under Chavez helped Cuba survive economically after the collapse of its longtime benefactor, the Soviet Union. And doctors in Cuba helped Chavez survive the cancer that eventually killed him. Mark Frank, an economic correspondent for Reuters, based in Havana, has been filing dispatches on this topic and joins us by telephone from Cuba. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. Well, Mark, what's been the mood in Cuba since the state broadcasters announced Chavez was dead?
Well, you know, today we have, you know, probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Cubans lining up around the country, including here in Havana, to pay their last respects to Chavez. The mood is one of obvious shock. I would say it's somber, mm-hmm. and I would say it's fretful about the future. There's probably no worse news for the Cubans right now than Chavez's death.
Right.
He's played an extraordinary role in helping them get out of the crisis that followed the former Soviet Union's demise. He's played a role politically in helping them become more integrated with the rest of Latin America. He's provided them with cheap oil. He's provided them with billions of dollars in exchange for medical and other services. And he's really helped bring them into the center of the fold after being so isolated for many years. So for the Cubans, Chavez is equal to Che Guevara. Chavez is equal to Fidel.
Right.
They view Chavez as a great revolutionary, and they are obviously extremely upset that he's dead.
Right. And with the U.S. embargo still in place, Cuba depends on Venezuela for most of its oil and nearly half of its foreign trade. So in a worst-case scenario, what would happen if Venezuela's new leadership removes the special treatments?
Well, what I say, which I think is very important, and most experts will say, is that not just Cuba, but all the Caribbean now is dependent on Venezuelan oil. Very simply, oil prices are so high that no small poor country can really survive without help. So Venezuela actually provides the same agreement, basically the same deal to Jamaica, the Dominican Republic. And so all these countries would be in very serious trouble if that, you know, if those, you know, low-priced or well-financed oil shipments stopped. Cuba certainly would be, not just because of the oil like the other countries, but because they also make so much money selling their services to Venezuela. So the result would be devastating. It probably would not be equal to after the fall of the Soviet Union, but it would certainly lead to a very serious economic, if not social and political crisis in Cuba within a matter of months.
Right. And I know you're not an expert on Venezuela politics, but I'm wondering what people there think about the upcoming election. Is there do they think there's a chance that Chavez loyalist Nicolas Maduro will lose?
Well, I mean, I think they do. I think, you know, the Cuban people throughout all their history have faced many, you know, setbacks and many negative events, and they're a bit fatalistic. So even though I, you know, it's very clear that most of the experts around the world and in Cuba believe that Maduro will win and will win fairly easily, there's a certain amount of skepticism and certainly worry here that he might not. The saying, never say never, mm-hmm. definitely applies here in terms of how the Cubans are thinking. And so they're certainly very worried about it. We'll be watching the election very, very closely.
Right. And could these developments help persuade the U.S. government to end its embargo of Cuba?
I would doubt it strongly. There's no evidence at this point that the U.S. will end its sanctions against Cuba until it becomes a multi-party capitalist system. That's been very clearly said by many people in the Obama administration, And so far, there's no indication that Cuba's leadership is willing to go along with those demands. So until that happens, I would doubt very strongly that there would be a lifting of sanctions.
Well, Mark, I think we'll leave it there. And I thank you so much for providing this insight into this international issue.
Yeah, no, it's been a pleasure. I hope it was helpful.
Okay, thank you.